we celebrate the feast of St. Stephen of Hungary. His father was the Duke of Hungary, and he and his wife and son converted to Christianity. And they were baptized together when Stephen was 10 years old. And he succeeded his father as the Duke of Hungary when he was 20. And his first goal as the Duke was to establish peace with his neighboring nations. And after that, he wanted to root out idolatry in his country, but many of the people there wanted to hang on to the religion of their ancestors, and they revolted. So Stephen fasted and prayed, and he was greatly outnumbered, but he triumphed. And whenever he went into battle, he was always victorious, and he was never the aggressor. But he petitioned the Pope. His people wanted to make him king. He didn't have the title king. He was a duke. And Pope Sylvester II sent him a very ornate crown. And he was crowned on Christmas Day in the year 1000. And he strove to establish and promote the church and monasteries and erect different dioceses in his kingdom. And his son, is Blessed Emeric, and Stephen had written him a letter that we read in today's Office of Readings. Although Emeric never became king, he was accidentally killed in a hunting expedition. But he writes, "My dearest son, if you wish to honor the royal crown, I urge you above all things to maintain the Catholic and apostolic faith with such diligence and care that you may be an example for all those placed under you by God. Show favor not only to relations and kin, but to the most eminent, but also to foreigners and those who come to you. Be merciful to all who are suffering violence. Be patient with everyone. Be strong, be humble, truly moderate. Be gentle so that you may never oppose justice. Be honorable that you may never voluntarily bring disgrace upon anyone. Be chaste. All these virtues make up the royal crown, and without them, no one is fit to rule here on earth, or even to attain the heavenly kingdom." So, St. Stephen had his priorities in order, and we can pray to him today that we may get our priorities in order. Reading this kind of letter, this exhortation to Saint Stephen to his son, gives us an appreciation of what committed faith can accomplish. And we need that kind of commitment today. So let us pray to Saint Stephen for the rulers of our nation, for the rulers of all nations, that they may follow his example and put Christ and Christian principles at the top of their list of priorities.